it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hooks, please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, this might shock you, but much like yesterday, there is a local baseball team doing something.
A little bit.
I don't know, whatever. Yeah. So, no call.
Everybody's kind of prepped for that.
Because we're talking to no one right now. That's how we can start dropping F-bombs. But you gentlemen, no one
He's kidding,
know.
Castle. He's kidding.
He's not listening either.
No, he's not.
Brother. You gentlemen will be competing against each other. And you have your choice of one of three categories. Today we have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Spill it!
Sound effect is disturbing.
It is.
It's a cat getting hit by a truck.
Yeah. Well, no cats were injured in the making of that.
Stunt
that
cat.
You know of.
Not house cats, anyway. Some lanes of a highway in Illinois' Franklin County were closed while crews worked to clean up the mess left by a semi-truck that overturned and spilled its load. Illinois State Police said the single vehicle crash happened about 4:48 in the morning on Monday on northbound I-57. Now, no injuries were reported in the incident, but cargo spilled onto the roadway. And because you asked, Rick's Towing was summoned to the scene to assist with the cleanup. Business said about 46,000 pounds of product spilled onto the roadway. Now, after hours of work, the highway was eventually reopened. The question is, 46,000 pounds of what spilled out of the truck? Was it lumber, beer, gravel, or applesauce? So lumber, beer, gravel, or applesauce, what spilled out of the truck and onto Highway 57 in Illinois.
Well, we got two construction products and we got two consumables.
I'm going the worst case scenario, beer.
It's not a bad call. I don't know how you could have possibly thought of applesauce. So that's the only reason I'm picking that one. There's no way that came into your brain.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe a nice little pork tenderloin with a side of applesauce.
Guys are both going to gravel.
Yeah, baby.
All right, what did this SMI spill? Lumber, beer, gravel, or applesauce? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category's license to spill on profile. We got a highway in Illinois that was closed after a semi spilled its load. What was the load? Was it a load of lumber, a load of beer, gravel, or applesauce?
Yeah, and that load was 46,000 pounds. And, gentlemen, that's a question I posed to you. Miles, you went worst case scenario, which is beer.
Thank God I'm wrong.
Yeah, I know. So I agree.
Good on you, Miles.
Yep.
And the Mike, you said applesauce because there's no other reason that would enter my head. And then Ted, you agreed it's probably applesauce.
Yep.
And you are correct.
Yeah.
Applesauce.
But now that you've said that, next time I know I'm going to feel like yogurt, tapioca, or boba tea.
A load of yogurt.
Yogurt load.
Yeah.
yogurt drink.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tate.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I think it's everybody is clearly aware in Seattle, the Mariners are playing in the ALCS.
No. Spoiler alert, man.
That was not good last night.
No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of those ones.
But
yeah.
You know what? You and I had talked about that coming into it. Look, us going up 2-0 over in Toronto was phenomenal. That was
great.
Obviously, best case scenario. That put them in really, really good positioning. We need 4 out of those 7. We got 2 of them right there off the bat. You have to expect to at least drop one. You know what? If we're going to drop one, get as many runs as you can. Fire them all off. Get all of it out of
your system. Yeah, and like, look, there's a reason when you get to this level, they play 7 games.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? It's like, you know, like, I mean, it's, yeah, you're not supposed to just go out there and beat them.
Right.
Right? You got to beat them over the course of the thing. And look, that's how a series goes. Right? You rest some arms. And I don't know. I think we all agree that's pretty simple for Dan Wilson. I just walk in that dugout and like, just go home.
Yeah.
Forget this happened. We'll have BP tomorrow. We'll get back on it. And I'm telling you, I have nothing to prove this other than gut feeling. It just feels a little bit. I still think this team feels different than previous Mariners teams.
I agree.
Where you're just ready for them to melt down.
Who are the Mariners putting on the hill tonight?
Castillo.
Okay.
Castillo.
So do you think they're saving Wu for tomorrow?
That the idea is that he could show up tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I have it on personal knowledge that he's ready to rock.
Yeah. He said that he's ready to roll, just waiting for the call.
Yeah, exactly. My buddy ran into him after they clinched something in the outfield. Basically, he was like, I don't care. Like, I'll pitch tomorrow.
All right.
So, like, I know he's got an injury, but that's the other thing, too, right? Like, Curt Schilling, he's so famous for the bloody sock, which I still am not sure about.
The bloody sock.
Remember, somehow his ankle was bleeding and he pitched a game. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, it was. I think it was literally the ALCS.
By the way, you do nothing where your ankle bleeds other than cut it.
Right.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah, that would still confuses me.
Right. Oh, my God, he cut his ankle. Who cares?
So what?
If he twisted it or broke it, then it matters.
My wife did the same thing at a doggone Motley Crue concert.
Yeah, like
rhinestones on her shoes.
I don't want to, you know, say I'm the tough guy here, but when I did Diplo's 5K, one of my toenails was a little long. I was bleeding, guys.
Yes.
You know what? I fought through.
You did.
Yeah.
You had a bloody sock.
Bloody. I'm basically the Roger Clemens of Diplo 5Ks.
The Roger Clemens of Diplo 5K.
I've been saying that for years. I'm
somewhat racist, but bloody.
Here lies Ted Smith, the Roger Clemens of Diplo 5K.
Just that specific one.
Yes.
Not turkey trots.
No,
Patty's Day's Dash. All right, so the NLCS is also going on. I will say this. The Dodgers are scary.
Yes, they are.
Very good team, and that.
Yes, they are.
But they're also a little bit scared. They're in Milwaukee playing the Brewers, so there's this hotel, the Pfister Hotel. He didn't even say anything. It's you two now.
Yeah. Damn it. You know it's in his head.
I was waiting to get in there.
Well, the old Pfister has got a reputation as baseball's most haunted hotel. Over the years, several players have reported mysterious happenings there.
Butt hurts.
Dodgers outfielders, Teoscar Hernandez. Great name.
Yeah. Former Mariner. Good player.
He goes, look, I can't stay there because my wife's with me and she refuses to. So he needs a different hotel. Mookie Betts, he's like, I'm not staying there either.
Mookie!
Mookie, get your ass in there, Mookie.
You can tell, here's his quote. You can tell me what happened after. I just don't want to find out by myself. And then he said he'd stay there before. He couldn't sleep. Quote, every noise, I'd be like, is that something?
One of the greatest trades in baseball history. Pfister to Furbush. Yeah. Mariners traded Pfister to the Detroit Tigers. We got back Furbush. The title that day in the Seattle Times sports section was Pfister to Furbush. Pfister for Furbush.
You had that one locked and loaded.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Ready.
If you have any one of those jerseys, classics.
Look, I'm with them. And also, like, I'm sure there's rules, right? Like, I know the NFL teams stay right here by us, right?
Yeah.
So different leagues, they always stay at the same hotels. But I'm with, if it's known to be the haunted hotel, and also you're the Dodgers, you spend money like it doesn't exist. Like, I'm demanding a separate hotel.
I think I'd stay there.
Well, is there
I think a hotel's different than a house. I feel like any place where there's hundreds of other people, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, it's the safety in numbers thing, right?
See, I feel like I'm more likely to see a ghost in a hotel than I am in a house.
But you're saying both are, quote unquote, known to be haunted in advance?
The Mariners, right. they booked the hotel. So that must be one of the nicest hotels in, or I'm sorry, the Dodgers. Whoever's doing it, they booked the hotel for that team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's in charge of the Dodgers.
Because I'm also looking at that. I don't think that there's a more superstitious sport than baseball.
That is a good point.
Why in the world would you put them in any place that's got, quote unquote, bad juju to it?
You never, I just get spooked out sometimes looking down long hallways and there's nobody else in there.
Except the eyeless twins.
Yeah.
Come and play with us.
What was the green dude? Slimer.
Slimer freaked you out?
No, but he was always in a hallway at a hotel.
That's fair.
It was kind of his thing. And it's got to be a nice hotel or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm a Hampton Inn, Holiday Inn kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Those don't get haunted.
Why not?
I don't know.
They should.
But it's got to be like a fancier hotel.
Because even ghosts don't want to stay there.
That's right.
Hey. Go easy on Hampton Inn.
No. You just have to have an older building to have like a
Correct.
Haunted.
Sure.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
It's a matter of dating.
Yeah.
You're not alone there,
I mean, like, look, if we were to say there's a ghost at the Waterfront Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Believable. Even though it's not the oldest one in the world.
It's older.
Seattle established hotel.
When I stay in Salt Lake City, it's like an old, I don't know, super old building. And it has like ballrooms in the bottom. It was a very nice hotel room.
All right.
But every time I left my room to run downstairs to get a Bud Light, I was like, this place is spooky.
Yeah. If you stayed in the Sorrento on First Hill.
Yeah.
Correct.
There could be a ghost there.
I would not be shocked. I think there is a ghost.
But if you stay in the Lotte across the street, no ghost.
No. Yeah, you never heard that one?
No.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong. I thought somebody told me that.
You have a bathophobia, Ted. The fear of long hallways.
Oh, okay.
They actually have a specific... Okay.
Yes, then don't go to Vegas.
Yeah, no kidding.
God, every time you get a pee, man, it's a 100-yard walk once you get to the top of your floor.
He's not wrong, though, especially like... late at night or early in the morning when you're walking down a hotel and it's a long, and I mean a long, long hallway, you can get a little skeeved out.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. In a hotel, it doesn't bug me. Now, that said, if the light is flickering at the end of the hallway.
Anywhere.
If the light, no. I feel like if the light is flickering at the rough destination of where you're going to, then it gets creepy, right? So you're going to the ice machine. Everything's fine. There's a light flickering outside of my room. Don't care. Light flickering over the ice machine. I'm like, I feel like that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the one time I'd rather be in a motel with a flickering light. Like, oh,
I just assume even the ghosts are like, bro, you know why I died.
Come on, man.
Now, speaking of spooky, let's talk about the greatest horror villains of every decade, the last 100 years.
Ooh, okay.
Now, we're going to start in the 20s. The roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s.
What do you think was the greatest villain then?
That's got to be the Dracula.
I would say Nosferatu or the Dracula.
All right. So you're both right. He's not Dracula yet. It's Count Orlok.
Count Orlok, yep.
That was the silent black and white film.
A Symphony of Horror, I believe, is what they called it.
Oh, really?
Well, it's from Nosferatu.
Nosferatu, yeah. Symphony of Horror.
Oh, look at you.
I watched it earlier this year.
Oh, nice. Look at Big Brain on Mars.
Not bad, dude.
The most recent one?
I haven't seen the new one yet.
Okay, so you're watching the old one.
Yeah.
Classic, all right.
Yeah.
Anytime people's faces is painted white, I get creeped out.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, brother.
All right.
Oh, sorry, white boy.
We saw that woman walk across the street the other day. Like, God, what the hell's going on with you?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
was weird.
That, right.
Not the 30s.
Wolfman?
Not yet.
Not
yet. Frankenstein.
Same kind of thing as the 20s.
They've
just updated Dracula.
Oh, okay.
Count Dracula as opposed to Count Orlok.
What about with Count Chocula?
So the guy with the cereal.
Count Dracula, that's Bela Lugosi. Mm-hmm. So that's the Dracula I think most people would know.
Good evening.
Well, yeah. Bela Lugosi and Lon Chaney did a lot of different roles.
But I don't feel like Lon Chaney was mostly Wolfman and Bela Lugosi.
He might be coming up next, 1940s.
Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Lon Chaney Jr., the Wolfman.
To be fair, when you look at the Wolfman, he'd be the equivalent of Jerome Bettis, Ted, where it was kind of a tight cut.
Oh, he kept it nice?
I mean, usually when they show like werewolves, are more like on the Chewbacca tip, or he's kind of like a wild man.
He's a werewolf, not an animal.
He had Mike Piazza,
werewolf.
He did. Seriously, man. It looked like he actually went to the barber's and, man, take it off the top.
Look good.
I'm going to eat people.
Dude, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they'd never seen Teen Wolf.
Really?
I know.
I haven't seen Teen Wolf.
Right. But how old are you?
35.
Yeah, this guy is older than I am, and it was a funny meme. It's like, don't say you're a basketball fan if you don't know this baller. And they didn't get it. I'm pissed. All right, 1950. Who do you think was the greatest horror villain in 1950s?
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
The Blob.
Rhonda Penmark from The Bad Seed. one of the original Evil Kid movies, and they say it's a classic.
Okay.
Evil kids are always creepy.
Yeah. Children are creepy.
I have to.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at
night. I got a niece and nephew. They're creepy as hell. They just stand over your bed for no reason.
Sometimes kids can be super creepy, and they're not trying to be.
No.
That's why they're creepy.
Yeah.
When you're trying to be creepy, you're just weird. Yeah. Right? Like people that try too hard. And then some people, you're like, no, you're just creepy, man. Yeah. And you don't know it.
There's that odd age that I've seen with a couple of my friends' kids where they're like 5 or 6. So, like, they can talk, but they just stare at you. And then, like, hours later, they'll be like, can I have a cheese stick? Like, yeah.
Knock
it
off.
What the hell have you been thinking about for 5 hours?
Cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks. All right, 1960s, evil villain.
1960.
Is this the day the Earth stood still? What was the robot's name? Like Bjork or something
is
like that?
I'll give you a hint. Say hello to your mother for me.
Oh, is it a mobster? Is it
Al Capone?
No, the mom thing.
Oh,
Psycho.
Carrie. Yeah.
Norman Bates. Yeah. Psycho.
Say hello to your mom for me.
Say hello to your mother for me. What the hell?
I did not immediately go to Psycho.
Nice.
What's a mom thing? Yeah. All right, 1970s.
Blackula.
70s,
no,
I think.
Exorcist.
There you go.
Girl. Or Damien.
Nope. Think Mask. The one Halloween movie I like. And I just
Halloween.
Said it. Halloween. Thank
Halloween.
You. Michael Myers and Halloween.
That's when they're all starting to come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
Yep.
No, I think that's 80s.
80s
yeah.
is Freddy Krueger. Yeah. All right.
90s would be Jason.
No, it's the Candyman.
I watched that one recently, and again, I just don't know why. It was a good movie. I will say that. It was a fine movie. I don't know why it got so big.
I have no idea. I thought the same thing. Like, not a bad movie, but it
became... Well, people like Candy, and he was evil.
True. But he also did a whole bunch of different horror movies, too.
Of the same guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Candyman would just pop out.
What up?
Yeah, that's the problem. All right, early 2000s.
Jigsaw.
Good call. Ooh. From Saw. Yep. Jigsaw. That is a weird-looking puppet.
Yes, it is. Little Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Still worth it. Good movie.
2010s are the aughts. This one.
Latest here.
This is the last real scary movie I watched.
Hold on. Annabelle, whatever it is.
From The Conjuring.
Nice.
I still blame that girl for making me watch that.
Great flick, dude.
Yeah.
I like
it. Have you seen that, Miles?
No.
It will scare the crap out of
you. Yes. I believe you.
It was just a really, really good horror movie.
Sat down to get you one of those dolls.
The sequels that came out kind of sucked, but the first Conjuring and the first Annabelle, great flicks.
You give me one of those dolls, I'm going to teach your dog how to attack.
Don't do it.
All right, and finally for the 2020s.
Latest horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it Get Out, basically?
Nope.
No.
It's not fingers.
It's hands. It's toes. It's penises.
Fingers.
Breasts.
What do you always say?
Knives.
Nipples.
Or nipples.
Fingers, oh, the clown.
Pennywise?
Pennywise.
It's Art. Art the clown.
Art the clown, Terrifier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep, Terrifier. That's a good call.
I'm just not on the hints today.
No, you're good. Nipples the clown.
Aren't you sometimes fingers the clown, or is it always just nipples?
Sometimes I do finger. I'd make a quick judgment call on the audience.
That's a good call.
Fingers... people find more disturbing than nipples.
It is, because you're worried about where those fingers have been or are going. On a clown, that's one thing I don't want to have to think of. Where have your digits been?
Hunga, hunga.
Obviously, massive baseball game going on today. Huge. You also have some Thursday night football. It's Thursday night football, so it'll be a stinker, but it's the Bengals and the Steelers.
Taryn in the hallway said this morning it's a battle of the ice bowl.
Icy hot bowl. Because both quarterbacks are over 40.
That's right.
Must be funny, except I think Taryn is 40 now, too. So.
Wow.
Not as funny, huh, dude?
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Canadian woman has her windshield shattered when a huge fish falls out of the sky.
Fish.
Meanwhile, a Florida man trashes people's homes and while showing his brown eye. Woman learns getting tattooed with dad's ash is probably a mistake. Another woman changes her eye color during pregnancy, and the reason is more than you can take. And firefighters jump into rising floodwaters to save a 19-pound pug. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Cox.
All right, our top story. We go to England, where a Liverpool woman got a little too artistic with her memorial.
All right.
Her father had sadly passed away after a long battle with several medical issues, and like many folks, he was cremated, and she wanted to do something special with the ashes. While it's not uncommon to have an urn, some people make diamonds with them, or even records these days made from someone's ashes, she wanted to up the ante by having her father's remains tattooed on and into her body.
I've heard of this before.
I have heard of this as well. Not the strangest thing in thought, but in practice, it's a little bit more complicated, you see.
Yes.
She talked with an artist about how she could go about getting it done and was warned about the potential risks involved with the procedure, but she ultimately decided to go through with the tattoo, which reads, "Always with me," with her father's ashes mixed into the ink. It's on her arm. But a few years down the road, she noticed something odd, a bit of skin on her hand that developed into a hard bump. Her doctor told her that it wasn't life-threatening after a short examination and to just keep an eye on it. And she was sitting there thinking, what could this possibly be? And that's when it finally dawned on her. It was her body rejecting her father's ashes.
Oh. Oh.
She considered it a sign from her father that it's time to let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
might be.
Currently, she's like,
don't be weird, girl.
Right. Just let me go, man. Why am I trapped inside your body?
Your arms stink.
She's currently not doing anything with it. She's just kind of letting it be because it doesn't hurt or anything. It was just concerning because there's this hard bump.
It's just working its way out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything you get in your skin is going to work its way out.
Exactly.
You can have a BB in your back for 20 years. Eventually, it's going to come out.
God, that'll be weird.
It's just weird that your dad coming out.
Right.
Hey. Pop that thing.
Still makes a noise getting up.
So I knew it was my dad.
I told you I was coming back eventually.
Turn the damn lights off.
And let your dad have a day off.
Christ, I know, for real.
For real, man.
Raise this girl.
Let the man rest.
Yeah.
Pumping blood. In other news, down in Florida, residents of a local neighborhood suffered quite a disturbance in the middle of the night. Multiple reports came into authorities of a man that was terrorizing the neighborhood in full Florida fashion. He was naked.
I read this. I kept looking to see what drug he was on.
No.
There's no mention.
That's the drug.
That is the conclusion I came to.
Southeast U.S.
They don't say he was drunk.
Nope.
They do not say that he was on any kind of drugs.
Nope.
He was just naked and acting crazy.
In interviews, multiple victims tell their own stories of how he ripped off screen doors, pulled an axe from a shed that he did nothing with. He just...
Right.
He grabbed the axe. Stole and chugged beer from a backyard cooler.
I get that.
I do, but also bad form. I know why you did it. That's bad form. Take a man's beer.
You're already naked in his yard.
Yeah.
You might as well drink a beer. I mean,
tell me you wouldn't be pissed if you did look back there like, doggone it, he's stealing my beer.
I believe you... If you're going to drink my beer, you put clothes on.
Yeah.
You know my rule. Do whatever you want. Just put damn clothes on.
I will give you one. Put pants on, damn it.
That's all you got to do.
I don't need your wang out when you're drinking my beer. And waved his old glory for anybody that would witness him. He was eventually caught and arrested by authorities. One of the locals couldn't help but mention that they're a quote-unquote Second Amendment house and that the nudist is fortunate that they weren't woken up in the middle of the night rampage.
Well, why'd you bring it up?
I don't know.
You could have proven that.
You're right. He's lucky I didn't wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Way to tell everybody that, you know, you were going to just kill a dude.
In case this is a recurring problem
in that neighborhood.
Well, I grabbed an axe and was pounding on the door. And to me, that's worth getting shot over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it seems like the time you... Yeah.
That's when you shoot someone.
Exactly.
Your home is being... I'm just asking,
why did that guy say it? Like, people that mean it do it, and other people talk.
Right.
Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
If he's running around back there naked, he's clearly unarmed.
Yeah.
When he grabs an axe and comes to your door banging on it,
he's
armed.
Yeah, he's getting it.
He's armed.
In the face.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell the media. They're going to find out.
That's what I'm saying. This guy talks.
He's lucky I didn't wake up.
Go back to sleep, old man Jenkins.
Cool. Right.
A woman in Russia is going viral for her method of making the perfect baby. She's a cosmetologist that was recently on a podcast. No, the perfect baby. In which she revealed that she had done and do influence how her daughter would be born. She had a dream of having a beautiful, blushing, blue-eyed baby. Emphasis on the blue-eyed. But she wasn't about to leave the baby's eye color up to chance, you see. So, she sought the help of a laser surgeon.
Oh, my God.
And had the color of her own eyes surgically altered so that her DNA would respond accordingly and make her baby have blue eyes.
Did this work?
No.
Okay.
No, dude. She was like, my body's DNA is going to change to accommodate for the fact that my eyes are now blue.
Yeah,
that'll pass on to my baby.
One of the comments was, learn German while you're pregnant.
I was about to bring that up.
When your kid comes out, so speak German.
Fluently.
That was the one comment at the bottom. I was like, yeah, that's
The podcaster concluded the interview with a lot more grace and candor than the comment section of his video, in which people revealed their own infant influences, with one saying that she had laser hair removal during pregnancy so her children would be born hairless.
Jesus Christ.
Another claimed that she started learning German while pregnant so that her children would have that foundation and wouldn't have to worry about learning a second language.
They're
mocking her.
Yes. Ah, okay. Okay.
Also, if you're that worried, I don't think that's the reason to have a baby.
No.
I would agree with that.
Children are not accessories.
Right, exactly. That's what she wants. Right.
And now we know this kid's born to an effing idiot.
Exactly.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To California, where man's best friend got a little kickback. Fire crews in the area were called to the scene of a rising flood waters on report of a pup in distress. A 3-year-old Frenchie that got captured, swept away in the flood waters, was clinging for dear life on some reeds. Footage was captured of the crew scooping the little lad up, and the little lady up, rather, and out of the water, bringing her to safety. Others, other than being very wet and a little cold, she doing just fine. She was brought to a local shelter where she's expected to be adopted soon if the owners are not identified. That's the button I wanted to hit.
There you go.
Men's Room Sports got preseason hoops on ESPN2, college football on ESPN.
If you don't care.
Thursday night football between the Steelers and Bengals on Amazon Prime. Kraken hockey on Kong and Amazon. And game 4 between the Mariners and Blue Jays currently underway on FS1. I'm not giving anything away here. Game 5 will take place tomorrow at 3 p.m. Just so y'all know. As far as weather, cloudy and a low of 51 tonight. Partly cloudy and a high of 60 tomorrow. That is it for your headlines. With that, go Mariners. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, Come Sean. On. We appreciate it. We'll see y'all finally on Friday. Ted versus the FCC and a bad choice Friday. The lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.